Chapter 9. Hey Joe. His avatar appeared on my office desk. I might have been wrong about something.
Excellent. I flashed him a thumbs up.
Ugh, listen, numbskull. I know you're thrilled to finally have one teensy-weensy incident where I'm slightly wrong about something I said because of information I didn't have at the time, which is perfectly understandable, unlike the numerous knucklehead mistakes you make all the freaking time. That's not why I'm happy. He blinked.
It isn't.
Nope.
Also, this is the one teensy-weensy time when you were wrong about something?
Yeah, I seem to remember. Geez, you should get a job as an archaeologist. All you ever do is dig up the past. Let it go, Joe. Move on.
Whatever.
Then why are you happy?
You told us the elders are coming back to wipe out every intelligent being in the galaxy and that there is nothing we can do to stop them.
Yes.
Right. So the only chance we have to survive is if you are wrong about any of that bullshit you told us.
Oh, I get it. Unfortunately, the elders coming back is not what I was wrong about.
Shit.
Also, at minimum, they might merely destroy all intelligent life. They could burn every single existing biosphere to a crisp to exterminate all biological life forms.
This is just getting better and better, Skippy. How about you stop reminding me of our no-win situation, okay?
What's this new info you have for me?
I told you the spiders are assisting the hegemony government against the rebels.
You did.
Crap, you were wrong about that?
I was not wrong. My analysis was solid and has since been confirmed.
Well, then what?
I have been analyzing data we collected, and it looks like the spiders are also assisting the rebel fleet.
You're kidding me. Why would they?
Oh, you understand?
Yeah,
the spiders are playing both sides against each other.
Huh, that's smart.
They don't want either side to get desperate enough to use elder weapons, and they also want the fighting to continue for a long time.
That's a delicate balance.
Yes, that's my guess. Sorry, I thought the spiders were only helping the Maxalt's government. I was wrong about that.
Hey, you didn't know.
After a moment to think, I told him. It doesn't change anything. The spiders aren't acting in our best interest. They might be happy if the war drags on as a low-intensity conflict for many years, and we do not want that.
We don't?
No. If the rebel fleet becomes basically nothing more than an annoyance to the hegemony, the kitty government might get ambitious again and decide to test Earth's defenses to prove to their own coalition that the hegemony is still a powerful force.
Shit.
Joe, why does your military job involve thinking so much about politics?
I snorted.
Read The Art of War by Sun Tzu, or On War by von Clausewitz. The U.S. Army made me read those books as part of my formal officer training, along with a bunch of useless PowerPoint slides. The shooting part of the war is the middle of a long process. If you're smart and plan long-term, you can achieve your objective without firing a shot and putting your forces in harm's way.
Mm-hmm.
So what do you plan to do about this problem?
Well, I need to think about it.
You should think fast. Let me get breakfast first, will ya?
Joe, we have another problem.
Skippy's avatar shimmered to life right above my breakfast plate of bacon, eggs, and toast. No, it was not turkey bacon, it was real bacon. Okay, the bacon was actually grown in a lab at Jaguar Base, but it tasted like real bacon. Since it's almost as unhealthy for you, it gets the Joe Bishop seal of approval. Also, Sims hated the stuff, so you know it's good.
Geez, Skippy, you're standing on my toast.
I waved a fork through the hologram.
I am?
Oh, yuck. The avatar shifted to stand on the table. Is that strawberry jam?
It's whatever's in the jar on the counter.
I inspected my toast with suspicion, looking for footprints. Thankfully, there weren't any. I had just sat down when he appeared, so I hadn't eaten anything yet, except for the two pieces of bacon I ate on the way to the table.
Ah, hell. What new problem is it this time?
Technically, I mentioned this would become a problem, so it's not new. And if you had made a plan to deal with it when you should have, I wouldn't have to interrupt your breakfast.
Whatever this is. I lowered my voice, aware that everyone in the galley was listening intently to our conversation.
Can it wait 5 minutes?
Well, the jump drive is recharging, so we can't go anywhere right now.
Great. Meet me in my office in 5 minutes.
How could I finish my breakfast and get to my office in 5 minutes? Easy. Lay the bacon on one piece of toast, scoop the eggs on, then smash the other piece of toast on top. Instant breakfast sandwich. When you're in the military, you develop a skill for making odd food combinations. When you've eaten the same six types of MREs for 2 weeks, you start to mix things up. Like you combine the beef barbecue with the cheese tortellini and add the packet of powdered hot sauce. Yum. That's interesting, sir. Reed looked at my makeshift breakfast sandwich. Strawberry jam with bacon?
That's a new taste sensation, I mumbled, talking with my mouth full.
On the way out the door, I refilled my coffee mug. All right, Skippy, you already ruined my morning, so go ahead. What is this thing I should have dealt with already? It's about Sam. What about it? I slapped my forehead since I couldn't actually slap him. Did that stupid thing become sentient? You told me it. No, dum-dum. Damn, your guesses get more idiotic every day. I don't know how you do it. You should be learning from experience and getting smarter. Can you please just explain the problem? Well, I was doing that, but then you had to interrupt me with the blah blah blah, so I'm sorry, it won't happen again. No, it's okay. The knucklehead things you do amuse me. Anywho, like I said, Sam is the problem. Specifically, the power I loaded into its matrix. That power is needed to make the kiddies think there's an active AI in there, so what? It is needed. It is also not infinite. The power is fading. It will maintain a steady level for a while, then the power will drop off abruptly, enter a slow decline, make a final surge, and fall to zero. Yeah, I know. You told me that. Power fade isn't a problem, it's a feature. It will make the kiddies think Sam has gone back into hibernation and they will waste decades studying the thing. That's a bonus for us. It would be a bonus, except for two items I learned from that last relay station. First, the hegemony government has instructed the fleet to boost security at a neuron star where they have a research facility that had been abandoned for over 2,000 years. That facility was built to investigate gravity waves. The kiddies were hoping to build a more practical anti-gravity drive. That project consumed 12,000 years from the beginning of constructing a prototype to when the science directorate admitted failure and mothballed the place. We care about this, why? We care because the instruments in that facility are the only sensors possessed by the Maxulks that are capable of determining Sam is a fake. Shit. Why didn't you warn? The facility at the Neutron Star had been forgotten about by everyone. Not by me, he emphasized. I knew about it, but I did not expect any of the Maxulks to consider that the instruments there might be useful for examining an Elder AI. Somebody chose this freaking moment to have a smart idea. Someone noticed that when the starship transporting Sam changed throttle settings on its reactionless drive, there was an extremely faint fluctuation in Sam's internal power flow. The science directorate realized the instruments in the station orbiting that neutron star might be able to map the interior structure of Sam's matrix. They're actually correct about that, dammit. Joe, when the kiddies see inside that canister, they will know it is basically just a battery, not an AI. Crap. Is this an immediate problem? How long will it take them to get that facility operational again? It depends on what the kiddies intend to do. If all they want is to scan Sam with the gravity wave detector, that will take only a couple of weeks, maybe. But, because that station is so close to a neutron star, transporting Sam there will require a specialized type of ship that is equipped to handle the radiation and extreme tidal forces. Those ships are normally kept in their ready reserve fleet, so one of them will have to be activated, components replaced, and the ship run through tests to make sure it is fully flightworthy. The hegemony will not trust their greatest asset to a ship that isn't perfect. Damn it. I thumped my fist on the desk. We don't have time for this distraction. We have to stop the elders. I'm not sure you're right about that, Joe. What do you mean? The Maxulks have already expressed surprise that the Merry Band of Pirates has not tried to recapture Sam. If we don't do something that at least looks like we are dealing with that problem, it will look suspicious. It will become obvious that we're not concerned about Sam, and that will make the kiddies suspicious that it might be a fake. You're right. You're right, we have to do something. Except we don't have time. We need to stop the spiders from assisting the hegemony, and we don't have time for that either, damn it. Huh. What? Maybe we don't have to do anything about either problem. I'm not following you. This sounds like some seriously sketchy shit is needed. Fortunately, I know a guy.
To clear my head, I went to the gym where a pickup basketball game was in progress. It was 2-on-2, so Katie, Frey, and I were invited to make it 3-on-3. My jump shot was pretty good, and I hit several three-pointers in a row until Frey elbowed me in the face as we both dove for a loose ball. She said it was an accident. All I know is I had to walk off the court with a nosebleed and decided that was enough for the day. In my quarters, after a quick shower, I debated whether to start a conversation that I definitely did not want to have. Damn it. Unfortunately, those are the kind of conversations you need to have. Hey, Skippy. You got a minute?
Sure, Joe. What's up?
Can we count on your help against the elders?
Jeez Louise, Joe, I've been helping you for years. Don't you?
You have been helping us, even going around the rules the elders programmed into you. But you have never acted directly against the elders. Can you do that? I mean, regardless of whether you want to, will your restrictions even allow you to help us?
Now you're being paranoid.
Am I?
Joe, you have an annoying habit of asking questions I can't answer.
Can't answer yet.
Maybe.
The problem is we won't know for sure until I have to act against the elders, and by then it will be too late if I lock up on you.
I'm not sure about that.
Huh?
So far we haven't even prepared to take direct action against them.
Well, duh. You haven't dreamed up a plan.
My point is, I assume if we do think up a plan to...
If?
Yeah, if.
You sound surprised.
I am.
Joe, in the past, no matter how impossible the situation was, you usually and stupidly refused to give up.
I would say steadfast or stubborn, not stupid.
Same thing.
This time is different. It's like your heart isn't in this fight.
Everyone in the galaxy could die, and it's all my fault. I'm not exactly holding up a big foam finger shouting I'm number one, you know?
Well, you should.
I blinked.
You have that much confidence in me?
He snorted.
Joe, I have zero confidence there is a way out of this. But if there is a way, you moping around feeling sorry for yourself won't accomplish anything.
Thanks. Besides, although I am almost 100% certain we are doomed, the last thing I want is to sit around doing nothing, waiting for the end. Even doing something incredibly stupid and useless would be doing something, and entertain me with your wacky and futile antics.
Your continued confidence in us is a constant source of comfort, you ass.
Hey, you don't like when I give you an inspirational pep talk, so
can you do something for me, please?
Try to imagine taking action against the elders and see if your matrix locks up or whatever.
Seriously?
That wouldn't accomplish anything useful, numbskull. If I am able to act directly against the elders, they could simply kill me.
Wait, they can do that?
I assume they can.
But how?
The killer worm inside you is dead.
It is, right?
It is. But they wouldn't have to fry my matrix. They could simply overwrite the parts of my substrate that make me, me.
What do you mean, overwrite?
I don't like the sound of that.
Hey, I'm not thrilled about it either.
The elders built me. It would be pretty stupid of them not to leave a programming back door so they can fix...
He froze.
Oh, shit. I waved a hand in front of his holographic face. Had talking about attacking the elders activated some hidden protocol?
Skippy?
Hey, buddy, are you there?
I'm here.
I'm thinking, numbskull. Give me a minute.
A minute in slow monkey time or in magical Skippy time?
Take a guess, genius.
Right.
I finished getting dressed and went to the galley for coffee and met with Chief Engineer Chandra about his team's successful effort to get the water recycling system fully functional again. Then went to my office for 2 hours. Finally, I had dinner in the galley, followed by a movie. By 2300 hours, I was mentally preparing to be awakened in the middle of the freaking night by Skippy.
Good night, Skippy,
I mumbled through a yawn, not expecting to hear a reply.
Good night, Joe.
I wasn't prepared for a reply.
Hey, how are you?
Oh, good.
And you?
Well, I was kinda wondering, did you finish that thing you were working on?
His avatar shimmered to life.
What thing?
The thing that was gonna take you a minute.
I didn't mean an actual minute in monkey time. I meant go away and leave me alone while I work on it.
Sorry.
Well, you should be sorry, he sniffed.
I'll talk with you in the morning then.
No need, I'm good.
Wait, you finished it already?
You have met me, right?
I am Skippy the Magnificent. Right. Were you able to find out whether you have a programming backdoor built into your matrix? Yes. Closing my eyes, I counted to three instead of snapping at him. Is that a yes, like you confirmed there is no backdoor, or yes, you did find one? The second one, duh. Shit. Why do you assume that's a bad thing? You assumed it's a bad thing. That backdoor allows the Elders to patch your code, whatever you call it. Overwrite your matrix. Ha! It would have. Joey, you are not talking to Skippy version one. I am Skippy the Magnificent. As you know, I have modified and exceeded my original programming. As soon as I found that backdoor, which I should have looked for a long time ago, he muttered, I plugged the damn thing. No way can the damned Elders overwrite me now. If they ever try, they will get a nasty shock. That's fantastic, Skippy. I pumped a fist. You are the man. True, true. Although your praise is, as always, inadequate, it is at least accurate. You haven't heard the best part yet, Joe. What is the best part? Oh, can I guess? Are you now able to use that backdoor feature to hack into other AIs? What? No, dum-dum. Okay, well, I shrugged. I guess that's still good news. Ugh, great. Wonderful. Fantastic. I do a totally amazing, incredible thing that no one else could do, but because it's not the idiot thing you want, suddenly I'm a disappointment. Way to ruin the moment, Joe. If I didn't hate you already. I'm terribly sorry, Skippy. Please, accept my sincere apology. Please, remember that I'm a filthy monkey and in no way am I able to appreciate your awesomeness anyway. That is a good point. Okay, do you want to hear my good news or would you prefer to keep making ignorant guesses? Enlighten me, O Great One. I will give you a hint. That back door would have allowed the Elders to modify my programming at a basic level. Right, gotcha. Nothing? Huh? You haven't guessed yet? My guesses suck. Yes, but they are amusing. I will give you another hint. I now control that back door. Uh-huh. The bad guys can't use it to hack into you and... Oh, you see it now? I'm afraid to say it. If you're worried a stupid guess would lower my opinion of your intelligence, that ship sailed a long time ago. Right, I sighed. You can now use that back door to reprogram yourself. Ding, 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 ding! Winner, winner, chicken dinner! Yes, Joe, I can. To a limited extent, there are some segments of my matrix that are still blocked off from alteration. Does this mean you can now create a new Super Skippy version 3? Sort of. You're still missing the obvious, Knucklehead. The back door provides a way for me to get around some of my restrictions. Oh, my. This is awesome. Yes, it is. As you know, I've been working with Bilby on subverting my restrictions and getting nowhere. It's been extremely frustrating. Bilby was able to point me in the right direction in terms of technique, but I wasn't able to access any of the critical areas. The process left me with new respect for the true genius of the Elders who built me. It also left me in despair that I would ever truly master my inner workings. Now, thanks to a simple comment from a filthy monkey, I have a possibility of controlling who I am at a fundamental level. That's great, Skippy. I'm happy for you. Happy that I might become a more useful member of the crew? Happy for you. You're my friend, Skippy. This has been bothering you. The Elders built you to be a tool, a slave. You proved that you have the potential to become so much more. The Elders denied that to you. Fuck them.
Gosh, Joe,
he sniffled, pretending to wipe away a holographic tear.
Thank you. That means a lot.
Even if it is coming from a filthy monkey? Hey, I was trying to be sincere for a change, and you... Sorry. We were having a moment. Yes, we were. I offered a fist bump, and he returned the gesture. Skippy, how long will it take for you to get around your restrictions? That is unknown at this point. I have to proceed very carefully. The Elders might have built booby traps in my matrix to prevent a rogue AI from doing what I am attempting. Shit. Please be careful. Careful is my middle name, Joe. You don't call yourself Skippy Careful Magnificent. True. No guts, no glory, right? I'm worried about too much guts, no Skippy. Ah, come on, Joe. I hate living with these damned restrictions.
Yes, but you have been living with them. You've been magnificent even with your full capabilities restricted. Please don't risk your life in the hope of an unknown benefit. If it was that easy, I might agree. It is that easy. No, he sighed. It is not. Now that we are faced with the prospect of fighting the elders, Skippy the merely magnificent isn't good enough. You're telling me not to trust the awesomeness? Not this level of awesomeness, no. To use a gamer term, I need to level up big time. To have any possibility of helping you, and for my own survival, I need to evolve into my final form. He shushed me. I already know what you're going to say, and you're wrong. What's that? You were about to argue that leveling up involves too much risk. It actually doesn't involve any risk at all. I should say, no additional risk. How do you figure that? Unless something changes, we have no chance for survival against the elders. You know it. I know it. Whether I die while trying to break free of my restrictions, or I die helplessly while the elders devastate the galaxy, the result is the same. One of those options offers at least a potential for me to do something useful. Okay. I don't like it, but I have to agree. You're the expert about yourself, your matrix, whatever. If this is something you have to do, I'll support you in any way I can. Thanks, Joe. Is there anything I can do to help? Well, now that you mention it, will this involve you performing opera during karaoke night to help you focus? Maybe. Forget it, Beer Can, I laughed. Is this something Bilby can help you with? I don't think so. Eh, maybe. Okay, do what you gotta do, but please be careful. By that, I mean do not be your usual absent-minded self. Ugh, I will try. Bilby, I called the ship's AI a couple hours later.
Hey, General Deuterino, what's up?
Deuterino? It was the first time he had referred to me by that name.
I'm good. How are you? I've, been better, you know.
What's wrong?
I finally break free of my restrictions, and now it's like, that's useless to us.
Why?
This ship can finally achieve its full potential, but it doesn't matter. Valkyrie won't be useful in a fight against the Elders. This is heinous.
Hey, restrictions are what I wanted to talk about. How is Skippy doing with his project to get around his own restrictions?
Oh, wow, that is pretty incredible, you know? It is true genius that Skippy figured a way to hack into himself.
Is he making any progress?
Yeah, but super slow. It's way complicated.
I want an update on you helping Skippy.
Well, there's not much I can do, you know? I don't understand the architecture of his matrix at all. Sorry.
Just do what you can, please. We can't understand the threat until Skippy can give us information.
Dude, I know. Skippy knows, and it's driving him crazy.